You're listening to the TalkCast podcast with DJ Jordan here on your favorite podcast network. Let's go!
Hello and welcome to this week's podcast of the TalkCast, episode 14. I am DJ Jordan, Jordan Aller here with your YouTuber, vlogger, inspirational speaker. Here to talk about my thoughts of the Mind of Jake Paul series that Shane Dawson did with Jake Paul a few months ago. And I'm just going to summarize what I feel about each of the episodes. I watch every single episode. Episodes are about 40 to 50 minutes long. And I watched every single one. And I have thoughts of them. So let's get right to it. I'm going to talk a lot about that. My thoughts. Now remember, this is a disclaimer. These are my opinions and my opinions only. I am not hating on Shane Dawson or Jay Paul. I think they did a great job with this series. However, I have some thoughts that I want to clear with all of you about the series. So, Shane said that he got everyone's approval of each of the episodes. He got Jake's approval of all the episodes and everyone who was involved in the series. He got their permission to film them. And, you know, I give him props for going out and doing something like this, because people need to know how Jake Paul really is. And right after this series, there's a lot of rumors that went around that Erica broke up with Jake Paul. Jake Paul broke up with Erica. And that is not a rumor. That is absolutely true. I just watched Jake Paul's uncut first episode of his uncut series. And he talks about why they broke up. And, you know, it happens to all of us. I broke up with my girlfriend too, so I know how he's feeling. And some parts I feel like I'm a celebrity too. You know, I'm making everybody's life better. Well, I'm trying to. You know, that's the motto. Trying to make everyone's life better. So, he starts off by talking about the mind of Jake Paul. Is Jake Paul a psychopath? And the answer to that is he is not a psychopath. Or a sociopath. He is just a kind, caring person that is trying to live a life of a celebrity with all the struggles that life puts at you. He is living it how he knows how to live it. And he has people hating on him every single day and all that. So, if you haven't seen the series, you should go ahead and watch it. I recommend it. I'm not doing this to spoil anything about it or talk crap about it. I thought both of them did a great job with this series. So he titles the first episode, The Mind of Jake Paul. And then the second episode was about the dark side of Jake Paul. Now on the dark side, is there really a dark side to Jake Paul? Yes, he does do crazy stuff in his vlogs for views. We all know that. But is he really who he is on the vlogs in real time? I don't think he is the same person. He was being mean to some of the Team 10 members that was a part of Team 10. They moved on to other things. But he arrests Tessa Brooks. He arrests a few other people, like his ex-girlfriend Alyssa Violet. The whole thing of her friend getting arrested, who everybody thinks FaZe Banks did that, but you know, FaZe does look like a bad person. I don't really like the guy to be honest, I don't really watch his vlogs. But FaZe Banks is Alyssa Violet's boyfriend. And apparently they live in the same house together. You know, they have sex. Whatever the case may be, they sleep in the same bed. I know that because I watch FaZe Rug. He went to their house. He snuck into their house without them knowing, and yeah. It was a pretty lit vlog, but anyways, that goes on. I don't think Jake Paul has a dark side. Now he goes on to episode 3, The Family of Jake Paul. Now, I do believe that, yes, Logan Paul, his brother, did the forest suicide thing. Yes, that was a big mistake on his part. No one should have done that or filmed that in a video. They shouldn't have filmed that period. But I guess his mind is not all there. He thought it would be funny, and it wasn't funny at all. So he did that, and his dad, Greg Paul, apparently sexually harasses girls, underage girls, and he kissed an underage girl in a video one time. So what are your thoughts about that? Do you think Jake Paul's family is sociopaths? Do you think they have some dark sides? You know, I don't know. I don't know them personally. I'm not judging them by who they are. I'm just judging what I see. And what I see is Greg Paul is essentially an arrest sex offender type of a guy. And Logan Paul is just doing his thing. He's a nice person. He's a great person. He has learned from his mistakes. Everyone does. We all do. Even I learn from my mistakes. Well, you guys, if you are following me on YouTube, you have seen my bad sides and my worst sides and my good sides to my vlogs and my videos. And you know, my motto in life is believe in yourself and you go far in life. If you don't believe in yourself, you won't go far in life. And when I get through my dark sides in my life, I don't believe in myself. So that's what I need to work on. Let's see. We also got the enemies of Jake Paul. And the thumbnail has Alyssa Violet and what's that guy's name? Nick Crumpton. And Nick Crumpton talks to Shane Dawson about situations that it's a prank's fake. Is everything to do in the vlogs fake? What's the deal with all those, you know? Why do they do what they do? Now they're saying that Jake Paul arrest the Martinez twins, and none of that is true. But the Martinez twins moved out of the house. Tessa moved in the house. Alyssa Violet moved out of the house. Erica is not longer there. A few people have left because of Greg Paul. They didn't think how he reacted. Nick Crumpton left. He was in charge with Jake Paul, and he left because of Greg Paul. Now let's move on to the world of Jake Paul. The world, yes. We all know that Jake Paul was a Disney star. He got fired from BizarreVark, and then he decided to do his vlogs full time because it's every day, bro. And yes, he still does every day. He took a few months break after the Shane Dawson series. He took a break, and he comes back with the uncut series. I don't know why I feel about that series. I understand why he's doing it. I would do the same thing with my vlogs too. You know, people only know what we go through on a daily basis, and he wants to be real and raw with you guys. So that's why he is creating the Uncut series, and I give him full kudos of that. Now it goes on with the secrets of Jake Paul. Yes, there was some secrets that he had with a few Team 10 members. They was saying something about, something about like the lawsuits that he was going through, that whole YouTube channel getting stolen, his second channel getting stolen, the clown thing that they did, a lot of stuff. Is Jericho real or not? Like, secrets like that. So that's what that episode is basically about. And then the ex-girlfriend of Jay Paul. Now, we all know who that is, Alessa Violet. I don't know any other girlfriends, but I know that Alessa Violet was probably Jake's first girlfriend, and Erica was the best girlfriend of Jake Paul that I know of. She's the one that helped him with everything in his life. She was his assistant of Team 10 when they was going through everything together. Yes, most of their relationship was fake for the YouTube videos. It started off being fake, and then it got to a point where it was getting real and serious, and he came out, he made a video of him asking to be his girlfriend, and that was the sweetest video I've ever seen. It was raw, it was real. I felt the realness in that video. I don't know about you, but I felt it for real. And that's what that episode is basically about. That's the second to last episode. The ex-girlfriend of Jay Paul. Now, you remember when I said that he lied to Shane Dawson about the YouTube channel getting stolen by Anthony and the other guy, Chance? Someone stole Chance's YouTube channel. Or Anthony's channel. Not sure which one it was. But they're saying now that he faked that whole situation, that none of that is true. If it was true, Jake Paul's second channel wouldn't have been called Jake Paul 2. It's still called Jake Paul 2, even though someone other than Jake runs that channel. So, yeah, I don't know what I think about that. I think the whole thing is fake. But about that, we're down to the last and final episode of the Mind of Jay Paul series that Shane Dawson did a month ago, or about 2 months ago now. The Inside the Mind of Jay Paul. Now, this is the last and final episode of this series. It's 1 hour and 45 minutes long. And he has a sit-down interview with Jake. And Shane talks about everything that he wants to know about Jake that he don't know of. Erica was with him mostly with this, mostly part of this episode, but then she leaves. And then they talk about, about the whole lines situation, that he needs to change how he's doing things. No more faking stuff. No more reenacting, acting dramatic tations on vlogs. Shane like told him straight up he needs to like get his act together and bring out better content for his channel. And I guess he did that. He said in the uncut first episode, he did mention that Shane Dawson was an inspiration for that series. Because he does need to get his mind out there more with the real and uncut stuff. So raw and uncut. So that's basically my thoughts of the Mind of Jake Paul series that Shane Dawson did. I'm hoping that he does more series with celebrities. I'm hoping he does one with Justin Bieber. I'm also hoping that he does one with Logan Paul. And maybe the Bewardis brothers. You know, the FaZe gang. He could do a sit down interview with the FaZe gang. You know, that'd be pretty cool. A few other YouTubers I would like for him to see a interview. That'd be pretty cool. That'd be it for this podcast episode of the Talkcast episode 14. Hope you did enjoy it. Make sure to like the podcast. Make sure to subscribe to the podcast for more new podcasts. I try to upload a podcast every other week. So next week I'll skip. So the following week will be a new podcast. And I hope you enjoy it. The next podcast will be about my web series, cartoon series, Jordan's Life. Everything about Jordan's Life. Gonna tell you everything, how I came up with this series, what started it all, why I wanted to create the cartoon series about my life that is non-fictional. There's nothing real about that series except some few situations I put in there was real. What's to come with the upcoming episodes? How many more episodes till the final episode of the whole series? Because I am thinking about ending the Jordan's Life series after a few more seasons. But that'd be next time's podcast. Make sure to subscribe to Apple Podcasts and make sure to follow on Castbox, which will be the Talkcast. Or Jordan Adler, maybe? Not sure, but I will let you know. I'll post that link on our Facebook page at The Talkcast. Facebook.com/TheTalkcast. And you can follow me on social media. All my social media links is DJ Jordan on Air. That's DJ Jordan on Air, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And I do these type of podcasts to talk about all the stuff that I can't talk about on the radio. But I go in full detail. I might bring some stuff up on the radio that I do talk about on the podcast, but not in full detail like I am with all this. You know, with stuff like the Mind of Jake Paul or my addictions or fake and real conversations. Like all those podcasts, the recent podcasts, go in full detail. And I am not allowed to talk about any of those topics on the radio. So that's why I created this podcast to get closer to you, the fans, the J-Stars, and to be straight up and real with you. Now, I'm not going to be, you know, I'm not jealous of anyone. And I am not stealing this idea from Jake Paul, but I am thinking about doing my own like documentary of my life and maybe an uncut behind the scenes of videos of my vlogs, but like not like a full on series. I mean, I'll see how it goes with the documentary, but yeah, we'll see how it goes with all that. So that's my thoughts of the Mind on Jake Paul series that Shane Dawson did. I will catch you guys later. Love you. Believe in yourself and you go far in life. You know what's up. This is DJ Jordan Adler signing off on the TalkCast. See you in the next episode. See ya. Bye.